Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,314. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack.
Triggerty draw.
All right, here we go. An Airbnb host comes home to find 23 religious people camping in their backyard. To the Ukraine, where a naked man is blocking traffic and is punched. And he is punched hard. Meanwhile, a naked Louisiana man punches a 72-year-old Walmart worker in the face. Hasbro pulls a doll from shelves that giggles when you touch its place. And a Florida caretaker arrested after beating on an 88-year-old patient. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we start in Ukraine, where, as Miles said, a man deliberately blocked traffic by walking down the middle of the street. He ended up getting punched in the face by an angry motorist, either because he was slowing traffic or because he was doing it while he was naked. In Germany, people laughed at a man, took pictures of him as he had to chase a wild boar that had inadvertently snatched his laptop. You see, he's sprinting after the animal, and people started taking pictures because he was doing it naked. And maybe you're sensing a theme here, because for whatever reason, the news is littered with people that are inexplicably naked. For example, Louisiana, 72-year-old Walmart employee. He was assaulted by a naked customer. In Florida, a homeowner had a physical confrontation with a burglar climbing through his window who happened to be naked. In Texas, as routine as a drunk driver, police pulled this woman over. She wasn't just driving drunk. She's also driving naked. Now, look, there's a time and a place for being naked. Showers, locker rooms, sexy time, Thanksgiving dinner with family. No? But I think we've all had that unpleasant moment, or pleasant, depending, of unexpectedly interacting with someone who's just not wearing clothes, even though you really wish they were. And that's what today's question is. Who did you see in her birthday suit? And was it good or bad?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the Jones and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,314. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is an absolute guarantee. We are in the midst of a positive Friday. It's going to be a great show for you today as we talk about nudity. We got a little Ted versus the FCC coming up. Steve and I were up until at least 3:30 last night coming up with tongue twisters for Ted. So it is going to be a big show. Oh, one more thing. Just so you know. We have been talking here for the last few weeks about possibly coming out with an anniversary beer.
That is correct.
2020 would have been the year, still is the year, that Men's Room and Elysian partnered up to create Men's Room Original Red.
Yep.
And after nearly a decade, believe it or not, thanks to Men's Room, thanks to Uli Sausage, which adds the beer inside the sausage, we are very, very close, by the way, from you guys contributing nearly $1 million to the three local fisheries. Now, I told my buddy this over the weekend, because we were playing golf up at Jefferson up there, and that's right beside the VA, the hospital up there. It has a big, big-ass Fisher House. I got
yeah.
Beautiful Fisher House location. So I was telling him, look, man, the money from the proceeds of that beer take care of the entire budget for those homes for the entire year.
Yeah.
So, in other words, where they normally would get some money from the national chapter, they divide that up for all the different locations. In this instance, in our area, that is not necessary. They take that money and they give it to other locations who need it, simply because you guys, through the purchase of the beer, you take care of all of that.
All right.
Which is absolutely phenomenal.
It means you have a drinking problem, but we like it.
And it's been 10 years. So we had this great idea that on the 10-year anniversary, we'd throw this huge party. We'd do all these things. We had all these plans in place. Maybe come out with a beer. Who knows? Lo and behold, this year's kind of been a turd, and we have not been able to do that. But we have decided, lo and behold, that we're going to try to go through with this anyway and maybe see if we can come up with a new beer. This seems like a great idea. We asked you guys your favorite styles. You went to KISW.com. You voted on your favorite styles. We narrowed that down to a Pilsner. They were kind of saying, hey, man, well, if you do like a Pilsner, what local Pilsners do you like? A lot of people like the Chuck and Nut, Trumer Pils, Rogers here from Georgetown. There's a lot of great Pilsners in the area. But what Pilsner do you actually specifically like? So we narrowed it down kind of to that place. And then we realized that we really haven't talked to the fine folks at Elysian and asked them if this is something that can still be pulled off.
And we agreed that that is problematic.
It is. So as we get to today, what we're going to try to do is get our good friend Joe from Elysian Brewing Company on the phone and see if we can talk to him and see if this is realistic, either in a small batch deal or large batch deal.
We got to understand, the first time we did this, first time Joe agreed to do this, we all got very drunk together. We did not even remember that we said, hey, you should make us a beer. He happened to remember. So this will be the first time that we ask him to make us a beer, but he does it sober, right? But we figure we'll put him on the spot by having him do it on the show.
Also, want to find out if he's got a new boat. I think we all need to go out on that boat and like think of the name or something like that of the beer. Maybe, I don't know. But either way, we're going to talk to Joe.
And by the way, today is International Beer Day. I'm not making that up.
It is.
It is. It's international. What better day than International
it's
Beer Day?
It's also like nine different weird days, too.
I'm just worried about Beer
it's
Day.
Beer Day, dude.
Yeah, it's Beer. All right, it's Beer Day. Fine. So we'll talk to Joe from Elysian coming up and find out what the deal is, if this is possible. Look, when the Red came out at the first point in time, it was only available on tap at the three Elysian Brewing locations. That's how we started. Demand was so high for the beer that it eventually got bottled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we asked Joe if we can start small. I don't know. Either way, we just want to get that beer out there for the 10-year thing and see what happens.
Yeah, right? But like I said, we'll do it on the show, so that way he's kind of on the spot.
That'd be a good idea,
if he's going to be disappointing, he can do it himself.
And today we're going to talk about nudity. And man, oh man, when you look at the news today, there are a lot of strange stories, and a lot of them are somewhat kind of bizarre.
Mike already told me, he said, man, I get the feeling that today, his top three news stories, I get the feeling that they are all going to meet somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. We started in the Ukraine.
Not the Ukraine, it is just Ukraine, for God's sake.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
We started Ukraine. A naked
it's
man.
That's a good call. Why does everybody put a the in front of it?
I have no idea, but Ukraine's like, there's no the. Stop saying, that's like saying going
are
to.
Are they saying that?
Yeah, because it's like going to the Walmarts. Apparently old people are like, have you been to the Ukraine?
You could say United States of America. You could say the United States of America, right?
But we're cool with that.
I guess I wouldn't say I'm going to the Canada.
Right. I'm going to the America. Okay,
fair enough.
I think they, yeah, right? And don't confuse them with the Russia.
I'm heading to the Mexico. I guess that doesn't work either.
Yeah.
Oh. Naked man walking down a street deliberately blocking traffic got more than he bargained for when a driver got out of his car to confront him. He was standing right in front of this guy's car. Frustrated driver delivered a surprise punch which knocked the naked man out cold.
It's not a surprise punch.
He was looking at him eye to eye.
In the middle of the road.
You're staring the guy down naked in front of his car. You cannot be surprised that driver got out and punched you.
Footage shows the man strutting down a busy road against traffic, forcing vehicles to steer away to avoid crashing into him. Passersby watch in disbelief, and some laugh at the shocking scene unfolding before their eyes. The naked man, he stands in front of a white car, crosses his arms, demanding the driver move out of his way. Well, the driver tries to steer his vehicle, but he can't manage to squeeze past the narrow gap. Frustrated, the driver emerged from the vehicle to confront the naked man. All of a sudden, after a few seconds of conversation, the driver throws a hard punch across the man's face, sending him crashing to the ground. A video of the punch was uploaded to Twitter and has since gone viral, gained millions of views. It's not known if any arrests or charges were made in this deal. We will say this, and I think Steve or Ted, you guys were saying it in the office, and we saw this yesterday. This is not the first time this guy has thrown a punch.
This was one of the cleanest, quickest punches you'll see. And he knocked this dude clean out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you can tell by his body language, like, hey, naked guy, I don't know who this driver is, but you could tell by his body language, just the way he stepped to him, like, this guy's about to beat your ass. But to naked guy's credit, I don't even think he unfolded his arms. I'm not going to move.
But he definitely got knocked out. That's a fact.
I mean, you can tell when somebody's going to hit you.
That's the problem. Now you got a naked man. Now you got a naked man, and he's laid out in the middle of the road. He's not completely out.
That is not a problem, as our other coworker pointed out. He said, "But yeah, now you can drive around him.
Somebody's got to go get him out of the road, right? We don't see that far in the video.
That's why they pay the EMTs."
All right, well, hopefully some came and took care of that guy, because he definitely was in la-la land. Now we head to the Germany, where a naked man gave chase to a boar and her two piglets, much to the amusement of fellow sunbathers. Adele Landauer, an actor and life coach, took photos of the chase at a popular bathing spot and put them on Facebook. Nature strikes back, she wrote, adding that the man laughed it all off. He gave it his all. With not a stitch on, she reported. I then showed the photos to the man. He laughed soundly and authorized me. Go ahead if you want to. Make them public. Mrs. Landauer provided more details on her Instagram, saying the incident was a good example of someone preserving to achieve their goal. There were many nude sunbathers at the spot when the wild boars appeared. While the man was bathing, she writes, the boars calmly ate a pizza from his backpack, and then they were looking for dessert. They found his yellow bag and decided to take it away. But the man who owned it realized it was his bag that had his laptop in it.
Yeah, he's got a reason to chase this boar.
So the pigs grab the bag and take off running. So he was very focused to try to get that back. The onlookers adored how he focused and came back with his yellow bag in hand. We all clapped, congratulated him for his success. I guess there is a strong tradition of naturism in Germany, where in summer it's quite normal for people to strip all off in parks. I guess free body culture, or FKK as it's known for short. The incident comes just 2 days after a particularly bold urban fox in Berlin was found to have walked off with dozens of people's shoes, which they had unwisely left in their gardens to dry out. As they say, as the lockdown continues, many reports of animals just becoming more daring, and there have been a lot more boars that have been seen in some of the Berlin suburbs. I wouldn't think that if I were to go to Germany, wild boars would be something that I would be running into, but I guess that's the thing.
I didn't think so either until I read that story.
But it makes sense. It's the land of schnitzel.
Yeah, I guess
they've been down with the pig for a while. Sausages.
Do they call it wild schnitzel?
I don't know. I do, but I like the term of the other one. The urban fox.
Yeah, the urban
fox. The urban fox. Starring Jackie Brown. Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Now, Miles, you live in Fremont. We've all seen the naked bike riders. I think we can appreciate the point that this young woman's trying to make. She says, as a young 20-something woman, I hadn't seen many actual naked normal people. Occasional sex scenes or whatever, but not regular people. Then Fremont's naked bike ride really woke me up to what normal bodies look like. Weren't you disappointed?
And trust me, there's always that one guy in the beer garden 3 hours after the ride.
Right.
He has decided that clothes are still optional, and he's not wearing
any. That's fair.
And he's standing there, you know what I mean? And
you're realizing, his paint is melting off.
Yeah, I'm
it's standing different there, when you're purple. No.
Here's the issue, is that paint doesn't melt off. Because I watch this guy, I always think they're cool. Man, I wish I had the guts to ride around naked on a bike.
I'm glad you don't.
Most people are.
That's all.
But I know a party that goes on every year that's awesome. And it's in a backyard. It's got kegs. It's got a live band. So there's a bunch of the naked people there. But they don't look as cool when they're just peeling it off.
Yeah.
Because they got to sit there and just peel it and peel it and peel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. That's not my speed.
Is that the rule that you must be painted?
You can also remember something, too.
Yeah.
From the cop's point of view.
You know what? I don't know who that is. Some people, I think, are just straight. I feel like there's always an old guy just straight up naked.
But old guys get away with all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? Old guy sits across from you at the beach, and you can see his pink testicles hanging there the whole time because he's old guy, so you let it go. Right?
Well, also, too, I realize the solstice is technically that weekend in June, but it's not summer here.
Right.
So the other aspect of that is the fact that maybe they should just push it ahead 1 month so at least you get some sunshine out there when those guys are out there. Because typically, if I remember correctly, it wasn't 1 year. The solstice was the day with the least daylight of any day that year or in recorded,
history of Seattle.
So the day that's supposed to have the most sunlight got the least amount of sunlight in the history of recording.
Because it was cloudy?
It was unbelievable.
They call it solar radiation. We call it sunlight.
I can't even remember the last time we had a solstice parade where the sun was actually out.
It's there's been overcast.
Yeah, but it's just been, it seems like it's been a while. Maybe it hasn't.
Solstice parade is one of those things. I have been there in jeans and a hoodie and a knit cap. And I've also been there once in, you're right, once in shorts. And it was it's warm.
By the way, Ted, a quick comment came in. It says, hey, Ted, a mojito is made with rum.
Yeah, by the way, I forgot to mention this yesterday. I have a friend, you guys know, you've met him before, and he texted me. He goes, I've been sober 15 years. I know it's made with rum.
You just
That's because he's thinking about alcohol all the time because he's sober. Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Gunner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, guys?
How are you, Gunner?
What's up, Gunner?
Positive Friday, brother.
Oh, it is indeed a positive Friday. It's about sunny and 90 in Nashville right now.
Oh, nice.
Is it humid at all?
And no humidity.
Oh, it's 95% humidity.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, that's where you're
getting attacked by a mosquito. How bad do people smell when you start hitting 95% humidity? Because nobody's drying. Nobody looks good. No one's in a good mood.
I wish I could give you an honest answer, but I can't smell.
Really?
To be quite frank.
Have you gotten a test?
Huh?
A COVID test.
Have you had a COVID test? You've lost your sense of smell.
Oh, no. I haven't been able to smell for years.
Well, then being in Nashville in 90-degree weather with 95% humidity, perfect for you, man.
All right, you're riding in your car. How many country music stations are on the FM dial? Are there 500? I mean, you know what I mean? Is it just all country music all the time?
It's pretty diverse. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's five popular country stations, but I mean, do you guys know the dudes from Free Beer and Hot Wings?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're down here on the rock stations.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that the beer and hot wing show? Is that what he's talking about? Or is that a different one?
Yep.
He say fever? I thought he said fever.
Free beer and hot wing.
Oh, free beer. Free beer. I was like, I don't know if I know the fever and hot wing.
Is that the one they're talking about?
Like, the spicy
beer and hot wings one. That's a solid show, man.
So Gunner, was the birthday suit, was it good or bad?
It was bad.
How bad?
Well, basically, my family has a beach cabin, and for whatever reason, one of the bathrooms in this cabin does not have a door lock. Uh-huh. And this was the incident that resulted in the universal rule of if the door is shut, somebody's in there, which we just hadn't really decided that as a family prior to this. But basically, I walked in, and then there was my grandma.
Oh, she was butt naked?
Yeah, she was in the shower.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Could you see in there?
I didn't stick around long enough to tell, but it's a glass door, so I was just like, oh, my God.
How old was your grandmother at the time?
Oh, God. This was probably, like, maybe 8 years ago, probably, like, in her late 70s.
Does she look like a giant strip of uncooked bacon?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Gunner, just remember, man, one day you're going to live at the Villages in Orlando, and you're going to be knee-deep in that kind of stuff all the time. I mean, it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just, that's the course of life, you know what I mean?
Did she realize...
One day, man, we all moved to the Greenway.
Did she realize that you'd opened the door on her, and did you ever discuss it with her?
Well, she did realize it, and I think that we both agreed post-incident to just never speak of that ever.
Okay. My grandmother does not care about nudity. She's one of those people who just does not... She'll take a bath with the door open.
It's not... Look, that's great.
She was a nurse, so
we
really
care about their nudity. Like, I'm glad that you're cool with your 74... What'd you say? She's turning, what, 94
tomorrow? 94 tomorrow.
Right. I'm glad that you're cool with that, but at 94... How cool are you with that? Like, I know you're saying
know that.
Your grandma, but if you walked in on her taking a bath, I mean, is it just, how many times have you seen her naked if she's just one of those people where the door's never shut?
Oh, man. I mean, all the time. All the time. And you go, well, oh, man, I don't want to get into that, but yeah, she had breast cancer.
All right.
So she had both of her breasts removed.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, you know, as far as her being naked, she's a little bit more protective now of being...
Oh, now she is.
Yeah. And my mother, she just went
I'd have been like, listen, Grandma, I understand, but, like, mm-hmm. from your grandkid point of view, I'm better with it now.
So there's... And then my mom, God bless her, she just went through the similar procedure because she had some things that were... But she only, I believe, one was taken off.
All right.
So I was just thinking to myself, I've got my mom and my grandmother living in one house, and there's only one boob.
One boob.
One boob. So I don't think any one of them want me to see them naked at this point.
Thank God for you.
Yeah, exactly right.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. They closed the door now. Yay! Yay!
Silver lining.
Yeah,
Positive Friday.
No matter what the age, you don't want to see grandma naked.
No.
No.
Nobody wants to see anybody in their family naked.
I really do not, man.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
We are... We touched on this yesterday with our men's room poll. Someone polled 2,000 drinkers, asked them what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did dumb stuff. Basically, compared to what you did, what alcohol were the majority of people on when they did that? For an example, you're most likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. You're most likely to set something on fire after drinking tequila. Tequila also responsible for the worst hangovers. But vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public. A third of people who've streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened. And they say, well, maybe this is because younger people tend to drink more vodka.
Right.
And that's when people streak a little more. And then we get this little survey. They did a semi-scientific survey on a question. Has anyone ever flashed you their junk in public? What percentage of people do you think said, yeah, someone actually has?
At least 50.
20.
Really?
Survey also asked about the below-the-belt flashing. So if someone just pulled their shirt up, it doesn't count. 18% say they've been junk flashed. Another 2% said they prefer not to say, so count them in as well.
Yes.
Women were twice as likely to say it happened to them, probably because it's easier for guys to, quote, whip it out, and because men are scum. Only 12% of guys said it's happened to them, compared to 25% of women. Men do play that prank on each other when living together.
That's often, the thing, man. I've seen plenty of D, and somebody's always laughing about it. Mm-hmm. A few times I've seen it from a stranger. It's not so much they were flashing me, it was just inadvertently we bumped into each other the moment they had their tool out. But anytime someone's flashed me, it's someone who I knew and knew very well and counted them as a friend. And for whatever reason, like, thank you for flashing your penis at me.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and like, I've been naked with some of my friends.
Sure. Hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
That kind of shows up, man.
Whatever.
By the way, one of the stories you brought up earlier, Miles, was there was a guy in Germany. He's a wild boar, got a hold of his laptop computer. Mm-hmm. Naturally, this guy chases after the boar. He just happens to be naked. So we're talking about wild boars. So someone checks in and they say, have you guys ever seen a wild boar? I saw one in Guam. I don't know what it is with the show, All Roads Lead to Guam. Says they're aggressive and terrifying. But speaking of Guam, I saw a drunk Australian sailor stuff a newspaper in his butt and light it on fire, only to have the fire get away from him as he ran into a tree and knocked himself out. Hilarious. He was buck naked with embers coming out of his ass cheeks.
Oh, God.
Love from Kerry and Everett.
Sounds like an Australian sailor.
It really does.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or was it bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Amber, was it good or bad?
Hello?
Yes.
Amber.
Hi. Sorry, I took my hands free off.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hello, Amber.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
First time using the phone.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
Just for today.
All right.
So this happened, about 10 years ago or so. I was staying at my now ex-in-law's. And I was getting ready to go to school in the morning, went up the back stairs, and I thought, maybe I'll get some coffee this morning. Nope. Father-in-law was at the coffee machine, butt naked.
How'd it look?
I really did not look. I turned around as quick as I could, but I think he saw me because the scrubs I had on for school were bright pink.
Yes, he saw you then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he saw me, but we never mentioned it.
Did you mention it to your ex?
I beeline, turned around as quick as I could, went out the back door, told my ex-husband at the time, I was like, so, I saw your dad this morning. He wasn't mad. First thing he said was, so am I bigger than my dad or what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Of course, that's such a male thing to say. I'm like,
of course it is, because we want to know.
Of course you are.
Sure.
Oh, you should have thought, hell no. He's packing heat.
I mean, are you talking flaccid?
Let me ask you this, dude. Knowing that it's because, look, if you're making coffee naked in your own home, chances are you always make coffee in your own home naked, right? So, because I don't like doing things that involve hot things while I'm naked. That's just my cautionary thing. Did it make you want to drink coffee less anytime you visited?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't drink coffee anymore.
In your life right now, do you find yourself naked a lot in the kitchen?
Yeah, I guess I have to say at my own place, yes.
I do too. I'm always naked in the kitchen. I don't know what it is about it. I'm never naked in the kitchen.
I mean, not just because I have kids. I wasn't a big, I'm naked in the kitchen before I had kids. Just, I don't know. I feel like the kitchen, there's too many things. Drawers are being opened and closed. There's lots of sharp objects. There's lots of hot objects. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if anything goes wrong in here, it's much, like, I'd rather just fall through the shower
okay.
than, like, bacon grease, you know, jump onto my stuff, man.
Yeah, I feel like I have shorts right, on exactly. if I'm in the kitchen.
Well, right. It's just crazy because my parents never, ever have walked around in their underwear.
They never even walked around their underwear? I mean, when I was a kid, I mean, they don't do it now, but when I was a kid, as a fact, I mean, my mom would be in her bathrobe, and on occasion, like, that would fall open, like, you just didn't want to finish your Frosted Flakes and that, like, ah, God.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad,
yeah.
I mean, he rolled out of the bedroom, all right, tidy-whitey underwear, as it was back in the day, scratching his belly, yawning like Tarzan, you know, greets you in the morning, and again, I'm just trying to enjoy mm-hmm. a bowl of cereal. He's makes mm-hmm. a cup of coffee, has a two-minute conversation with me, and then walks back down the hall, and I'm like, I don't think he understands how much I hate that, but now that I'm a father, I think he knew exactly right. how much I hated
it. Yeah, my dad did the same thing. And it, for some reason, it was like he always had to take a phone call in the morning.
Right.
And he would just stand there in those tighty-whities.
And just like, dude, come on, man.
Where do you guys think you've seen the most nudity in your lifetime? Just in a random place where it's just, and this makes sense, but it's different than other places I've been to, because I probably, in my lifetime, I've been a member at, oh God, at least 10 to 15 different gyms. Right?
Sure, but it's expected.
It is expected. And there is a level of nudity when you're in your locker room, in the locker room and all that stuff. But there is nothing on this earth that compares to the nudity that goes on at a YMCA. Now, for whatever reason,
how is it different?
I'll tell you. There is typically, at least in the one that I used to go to, there was a sauna, all right, a dry sauna.
Yeah.
And there was also a steam room within the locker room.
All right.
All right. So there was a lot of, I mean, very rarely, and there was also a tub in there. Like, either it was a hot tub or a cold tub.
Okay.
I don't think kids were allowed in the steam room. I was too young at the point in time, like 12, 13 years old. But that's where I would go, because they had a basketball hoop and everything else. Go to the YMCA. Everybody in that locker room was naked all the time, having conversations. It was almost like they just didn't even wear clothes. It was much different than any gym locker room I've ever been in. Much different than any athletic situation I've ever been in. It was just,
I think conversation's different. Like, it's one thing to walk to a locker room. People are going to be naked for a second, but mm-hmm. most people make the effort when they're naked. Like, at this point, I move with the swiftness, either to, you know, put on my shorts, put on pants, whatever. And it's understood, but when you stop at something to put it on your underwear because now you want to greet me or ask what I think of the weather of the game, like, hey, bro, like, it's nothing personal, and maybe this is just me, but can you please cover your penis if we're going to engage me in conversation?
That's what I'm saying. It was like, you
like,
know,
I just don't feel like talking to you right now.
I feel like once I got over 30, I became naked steam room guy. Just like sitting there, no towel covering, just kind of sitting there like, hey.
But man, again, and it's just, if it's a jacuzzi, a steam room, you understand that the conversation might happen there. Like, this is a location where we are naked. So, but in the locker room, like, we're not supposed to just stand here naked. Like, this is your,
I think it depends on the locker room.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Some gyms, not that much nudity, and you put on your skivvies quick. Some gyms, you know, with that said, I remember once being naked, I told a guy he had a cool tattoo, and he kind of gave me a weird look.
Jeez.
Yeah. What was that? A full back of King Kong.
When you were naked when you told
him? Yeah.
I do remember.
He was naked, like, right where Miles was. And I was like, nice tattoo, bro.
What is he like? Just like, all right, man.
Yeah. He kind of said it all with his eyes.
Okay.
Who did you see in a birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Just the timing.
It was right. Right.
Hey,
so cool. Maybe I've changed. Maybe it's not gym to gym. Maybe as I get older, I'm just like, the hell with it.
I think it's you. Hello, Stevie. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday.
Hola.
Hola. This was bad.
Okay.
All right.
Family day in Seattle. I'm driving in the city near the Space Needle. Got the whole fam with me. Auntie just came from town. She wants to go sightseeing. Get stuck on a one-way street. Now I see Big Shirley from 500 feet away, butt naked. She's in the middle of the road. She's grabbing her bosom. She's alternating them up and down.
All right.
Well, how old are your kids at the time?
My son is 10 years old.
All right.
All right.
Too bad you couldn't play like Wipeout.
It's the beginning of Hopper Teacher. All right, so she's standing there flopping her boobs up and down in the middle of the road.
You know, right now I get stuck behind this Prius. This Prius, he's dumbfounded that this woman is doing this. And he's just paused there in awestruck. I don't know if he was taking a picture or something or just completely floored. But I'm honking at the guy to go because I see this woman. He's not going. Finally, we'll creep by seeing Big Shirley in the bosoms. Auntie sees it. My family sees it. Welcome to Seattle.
That's it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of naked people in this town.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown, that is when I used to live closer to where we work now. I used to live in Belltown, so I'd walk to work in the morning. And I just remember, I'm walking by, and at this point, 8th Avenue, this is pre-construction day, so, I mean, there's just nothing going on. There's all these abandoned buildings. And I thought I saw a piece of a pale white ass for a second, then it kind of disappeared, and I'm like, okay, that's just me seeing things. And I get up to this corner, and there's this woman, and she's shooting heroin, but she's shooting it into her ass, okay? So her pants are all the way down, and her back is to me. But she's kind of rocking back and forth in like this little stairwell kind of thing. And I walk by, and then I'm like, go back and say something. You know, so I kind of double back. I'm like, hey. She turned around, and that was the first mistake. Because her pants are still down. I just want to tell her, like, look, you got to get the needle out of your ass, right? You're on the public. Like, right. The cops are going to see whatever. Like, I don't care what you're doing. It's just more you. Clearly, you're out of it. So I'm like, hey, man. And this woman turns around, and now it looks like she has, you know, like buckwheat in a leg lock. And I'm just like, oh, God,
no.
You know, but she's still swaying. But now I've got her attention. I have asked her, so she's making eyes with me like, okay, now I have to finish my statement. And I'm trying not, I'm like, just don't look down. Not because it was great looking, but it's one of those things where, like, I cannot believe. But I'm sorry, you ever, like, go by an abandoned house, and you're like, wow, man, they need to mow that lawn. Like, that kind of, it was like this. It just looked like, you know, nature had taken over. And I'm like, I don't know if you know this, that there's a needle in your butt. I was just going to say, take it out. And, like, please pull up your pants.
Thank you.
I don't know if she did or if she didn't.
Probably forgot, like,
five
seconds later.
Remember at the old building, the one day there was a dude sleeping, like, when you'd walk out the front door, right, and there was that driveway across the way?
Yes.
And there's like a, not a pillar, but kind of a taller part of the wall.
Yeah.
And he was just sleeping there, but his butt was out. Like, it might still be on my Twitter.
Oh, well, that's all right. A hair club in Castle walked by there one night, and there was a woman vigorously masturbating out in front of the building.
But on the stairs that lead to the front door. So it's not like,
like,
to get into the building, you had to go up these stairs, right? And there's a handrail that divides them in two, and I guess she's sitting, like, you had to go around her, and Council said, man, she just had her pants down and looked like a DJ scratching the record, you know, but
said wiki, 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 wiki. Now you know how Tom Morello got inspired.
Right. Just like, God.
Who did you see in a birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Someone says, I just saw a homeless lady pull her pants down. Oh, God. And, pull out her tampon and throw it on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Since it's 25 minutes ago in Queen Anne, which, oddly enough, is right next to the Space Needle. Mm-hmm. That is, it's unfortunate, all right? So most cities, if you go to, like, their tourist trap, they do everything they can to make it look like their city's better than it is. It's kind of like when you go to a job interview. You've shaved. You ironed your shirt. That's what most tourist traps are. I don't know what it is when you get near the Space Needle, right? All the streets that kind of go around Seattle Center, you will see things that you have never seen before, and either you're amused or you're horrified or kind of both. But, like, there's a gas station right there, which walking in there is a crapshoot. Because the guy in line behind you might be naked. You don't know. And you're not that surprised. That is an odd, odd part of the city.
There's a perfect storm of stuff going on there. There's a convenience store that's very popular with zombies. There's a fast food place.
Right. Everything you need to make sure that everyone around you is going to make you uncomfortable, they put it right there. And then the fun forest. Mm-hmm.
Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
So, long-time listener, I've called a bunch.
Good.
There you go.
Okay. Memorable.
All right. So, when I was 14 years old, my grandmother took me to Italy.
Nice.
And yeah. And so we were in Florence at this lookout, and I decided to walk down the hill to get a different scene or a different, you know, angle or whatever.
Well, view.
So I'm alone, and there, right there was this naked man
with this, this man, hairy man, with his pants down in his ankles, and completely took me by surprise, and it scarred me for the rest of my life.
Now whenever
I have sex with my husband, I see the naked hairy man.
Wait a minute. You're telling me when you
married a hairy guy
with your husband now, that naked hairy Italian man still crosses your mind?
No, it was a bad joke.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. All right. Well, how is he doing for himself?
I don't remember. I just remember screaming, and he ran and jumped in the bushes.
It's like European vacation.
I did not have that experience in Italy. And I will say, the people I saw in Italy, man, oh, man.
Would you have wanted to see the majority of them naked?
I cannot explain. And look, we weren't in Florence. We were down, like, in the boot part. But the ugliest people there were me. You know, I mean, like, the people there are good looking. But that said, the cruise I'm on, there's a lot of Europeans on this cruise, okay? So Europeans are one of two things. They are either rail thin and in perfect shape, right? Or they are the exact opposite of that. And there was this guy, and we saw him every day of the week that we're on this boat. And it was out at the pool, you know, and there's hundreds of people that go to this massive pool. And this guy would come down, towel over his shoulder, right? Real nice guy, but in Europe, you know, like, the things they wear to swim in, we would call, like, our banana hammocks, right?
Right?
I mean, like, and that's standard. And you got used to seeing that. Guys, women, it didn't matter. You kind of got used to it. And frankly, some of those women, the bikinis they wore, I'm like, this is freaking awesome. They have zero concerns about it. Now, again, keep in mind, the other 50%, they're wearing the same size bikini and probably shouldn't. But this guy, and my wife's nudging me in points, and there's this big, massive bald dude, uglier than hell. And I mean, he is massive, but because he's wearing these tight little white briefs, the way his belly hung, it looked like he was naked. So the first day we walked down, we were like, is this guy naked? We honestly couldn't tell. When he turned around to throw his towel over the chair, I mean, you saw, like, the faintest of white going into his butt crack. So I'm like, well, the good news is he's not naked. The bad news is he might as well be. Like, they could have told, dude, you don't even need the trunks.
I don't even want to order this hamburger now.
Oh, dude, it was all. But the thing is, he lay there and sun himself, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, we need to get different seats. Because you couldn't stop staring at this guy, but you don't want to see him, you know?
I like him.
I liked his spirit.
Nice guy, towel over the shoulder. Towel over the shoulder guy's happy guy.
He was also a smoker because he bummed a cigarette for me one time, and he had to go to this little area, and you could still see the pool, and see his giant ass walking over and asked me if I had a cigarette, and I'm just like, yeah.
Sure.
Like, we chatted. I said, he's nice. He just wanted to tell him, dude, you're bothering
me. Where was he from?
I believe he was from Spain, as best I could tell.
Nice.
He was large, large man.
Who did you see in the birthday suit, and was it good or bad? 206-421-RUN.
Yeah, sometimes with those little Speedos, it's like, does it make them look even bigger?
No. You know, honestly, it really didn't, man, because trust me, as a guy, it's like, oh, man. Because, look, my wife's there. I know she's checking them out, too, but I'm like, all right, okay, that guy might be a problem. The rest of them, all right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's like, you know, when the sausage gets out of the casing.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so commercial fishing up in Alaska, and we were going pretty much town to town, checking out all the different natural hot springs that they got. And a few of them you had to be naked in, and a few you had to wear shorts. And so the one we went to, there was a group of four of us. A couple of us stayed behind, smoked some bowls. And while we were waiting, there was a group of about 20 people that passed us. And so they go, okay, cool. We get up to the spring, and I'm sitting next to my buddy who had gone up before us. And he realized he was the only one that was naked. And he went to get out and change. And also, at the same time, simultaneously, there was someone who had a flare gun and shot the flare when my buddy was standing out of the pool, and everyone turned and looked and saw him. So that was a pretty interesting surprise, I'm sure, for him and everybody else that was sitting at the pool.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'd be going, I don't know if I'd do a group outing where I knew, like, me and my friends were all going to go get naked for the day. Okay, man, let's go to that naked spot, hang out for 3 or 4 hours, just bro down.
That wouldn't bother me. Yeah, but the problem is if no one else is naked, it's right, like, exactly, okay, now we're just a group of naked dudes. It's one thing if we show up and it's a nude beach. You're like, all
right,
well.
Right, I'm with you. If all four of us are going somewhere and everybody's got to be naked for the spa, cool. But if it's like we you three are wearing clothes and I'm the only naked dude, like, this is odd.
That would be the setup. That would absolutely be the setup. Come on, Ted. You know, just have the robes on. Like, Ted, what are you doing, man?
I told you, man. You know what? It's granted, Burning Man, you see a lot of nude people.
Sure.
But the weirdest one is the dudes that just wear shorts or shirts with no pants.
I don't know why that bothers
you
me
even,
more.
Do you know, how long does it take you to even notice? I mean, you notice right away?
You notice right away.
Okay, I was going to say, like, you're talking to somebody, you're like, wait a minute.
And do you, does it just become, like, background sight after a while? Or
no, they're like, they travel together and stuff.
Oh, like, that is their thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of them. And over the years, it's grown. Like,
who wants to join that club?
Right. Look, I don't know.
Are they the Donald Duckers?
Right. The Winnie the Poohers? I mean, there's something
there's
that makes
that
worse.
There's a term for it, but I can't say it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. And did you ever get naked at Burning Man?
Was I? No, probably not walking around naked. I pretty much just wore jorts the whole time.
How about Meltdown?
No, I've never been naked in that river.
Okay.
Trying to think if I've been naked in a body of water. Like, I've been naked in pools and hot tubs.
Well, you said you went skinny dipping once because your buddy's girlfriend had big
boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was going to go skinny dipping, so we all went skinny dipping.
Because she had big boobs.
Correct.
Right.
I've never been skinny dipping. I don't, well, no, I have.
I'd recommend it anywhere else besides the ocean at night.
Yes.
Terrifying.
It was worth seeing the boobs, but man, I was terrified.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Who did you see in their birthday suit, and was it good or was it bad? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.